In this bulletin, the federal government working to secure the release of three Australians detained in Iran. Fire crews scramble to extinguish fires still burning across Queensland. And in the AFL, Don Pike quits as Adelaide's coach. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Coalition MPs may be rallying around embattled Liberal member Gladys Liu, but the opposition is continuing to question whether she should continue to be allowed to sit in federal parliament. She has been facing scrutiny over her links to pro-Beijing groups. It's also emerged intelligence agencies advised then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull not to attend a 2018 fundraiser Miss Liu was involved in. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Hong Kong-born Miss Liu is a great Australian who's overcome adversity to sit in federal parliament, and says the opposition is trying to smear her because of her Chinese heritage. But Labor's Mark Dreyfus says there are still questions that need to be answered.
This is a very serious matter. When this kind of extraordinary revelation comes to light, it goes to whether or not the member concerned is a fit and proper person to be a member of this House.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government is working closely with Iran to secure the release of three Australians from detention. Perth couple Mark Firkin and Jolie King have been travelling and blogging about their adventures when they were detained in Iran. An academic who'd been lecturing at an Australian university before being arrested in Iran last year is also being held. Ms. Payne says that she's met with her Iranian counterpart many times to discuss the cases.
The government has been making efforts to ensure they are treated fairly, humanely, and in accordance with international norms. We also continue to provide consular assistance to the three Australians' families with whom we have maintained regular contact. On the basis of ongoing discussions, I continue to believe that the best chance of a successful outcome for these three Australians is with Iran through diplomatic channels and not through the
fire
media.
Crews are scrambling to extinguish about 70 fires still burning across Queensland before temperatures spike again. There's no immediate threat from any of the current blazes, but authorities say severe to extreme fire conditions could begin as early as Tuesday next week. The fire danger remains high today and is expected to escalate to very high on Friday and Saturday when temperatures increase again. Acting Fire Commissioner Mike Wassing says it's not an ordinary bushfire season.
What we're seeing is extraordinary dry conditions with the extremes of dry winds and higher temperatures. This will continue for weeks and potentially months. There is no outlook of rain, and we are asking the community to be aware of that. Make sure that we don't have fires start inadvertently or unnecessarily.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has labelled the children in a Tamil asylum seeker case facing deportation anchor babies. Priya and her husband Nadez came separately to Australia by boat before marrying, having two daughters and settling in the central Queensland town of Biloela. They are now in detention on Christmas Island as the federal court decides whether the youngest child is eligible for protection in Australia. Mr. Dutton has told 2GB the family's long-running fight for Australian protection has cost taxpayers millions of dollars.
It's very clear to them, as you point out, at every turn that they were not going to stay in Australia, and they still had children. We see that overseas in other countries, anchor babies, so-called, and the emotion of trying to leverage a migration outcome based on the children.
AFL Don Pike has quit as coach of the Adelaide Crows. Pike has coached Adelaide for four seasons, including the 2017 Grand Final. He says it's been a privilege to coach for the club, and he's moving on from the role knowing he's put everything into it.
There were a number of factors and considerations in making this decision, but with a clear appreciation that change is required, in the end it came down to what I felt is in the best interest of the team and the club. I believe the club needs some clean air and a fresh page to move forward, and feel that for me to continue would potentially hold back progress to move positively into next season.
Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. It'll be sunny in Perth and 26, 19 in Adelaide with cloud clearing. Partly cloudy, 18 in Melbourne. Showers developing in Hobart, a windy 15, 21 and sunny in Canberra, 19. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, much the same for Sydney, 20. Much the same for Newcastle, 21. Fine weather for Brisbane, 30. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 27. And fine weather for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.